Well, welcome to WestPlatteSports.com. My name is Jay Naur. Along the line with us, we have the coach of the West Platte Fighting Blue Jays, Coach Jim Newstead. And, Coach, the first week of the 2021 season is in the books. West Platte wins over Lone Jack 42-27. And just from our observation, it featured a very balanced offensive attack and defensively had their moments as well. And playing a team at least the first half anyway, a team that used the pass and seems to be equipped very well to do that. I thought the Blue Jays did fairly well against that. And, of course, the in-depth players with the lead got to play quite a bit in the second half. Coach, what's your overview of the game?
Well, like you said, I thought we were really balanced on offense. We ran for 222 yards on the ground, and then we passed for 179 yards in the air. So having 401 yards of total offense and being that balanced is a very good start of the season. You know, last year we played them, but we didn't throw the ball very well against them last year. We just ran the ball. We ran for 300 yards, but same type of score, but I thought our offense was a little more balanced this year. I thought their line of scrimmage is a little better than what we played last year.
Yes, sir.
So
I agree.
We had a little trouble getting to the quarterback on pass. We kind of addressed that this week. And we also have a little bit of breakdown in our coverages here and there. So, I mean, you get some first, that's the first games of four. You find some mistakes, you try to fix them. Yep. We've had a good week of practice. We are by no means perfect right now, but we are working on the things that we saw as weaknesses in the game. So,
very good. Well, and, you know, first game, everybody had rest, including us. We made some mistakes up in the booth. I think you go around to the officials too, and I'm not pointing the officials doing anything wrong. I mean, they have to knock off the rust, and coaches do too. So, yeah, that's the first game jitters. Certainly.
Yeah, that first quarter took forever, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
58 minutes.
Yeah, our hotspot overheated there, and just because I think that quarter took so long, I don't know. But anyway, an impressive victory. Coach, some of the players, I mean, I know that we looked at Mason Montez at the quarterback, and, you know, we watched your first two or three touchdowns were very well done running plays and running drives. And I know Mason Montez, you know, we thought he was just going to be a running quarterback the way things started out, and then boom, play action pass right on the money to Trent Taylor, and he had several good passes there. And Emmett Sullivan, I think, had a pretty good night as well. I believe he had 120-something yards. I don't have the exact stats here in front of me, but I know he had an impressive night as well. And Trent Taylor made some he made some interesting plays too. One was a circus catch that I still can't believe. And all around, you had some great individual performances inside your team, Coach.
Yeah, I thought we had some really great performances. I was really proud of Mason Montez.
Yeah.
Usually when you're a quarterback and this is your first game of the season or the first game in a while, this is the first game of his life, actually. You come out a little nervous. You have some problems here and so forth. But he was very calm in the situation. That probably impressed me more than the nice throws he had and the nice runs and the nice reads. And he controlled the offense well. His demeanor was just very impressive. It's nice to know that a kid can go in the game and you have confidence in your quarterback running your system and not getting too nervous or getting too flustered with different changes and so forth. But that was the most impressive part, I thought, with Mason. Emmett Sullivan had a great game at running back. He's a fast kid. He had 120 yards rushing on 8 attempts, 3 touchdowns. Like you said, Trent Taylor ran for 24 yards. I think he received for 110 yards and 2 touchdowns. Those two guys played phenomenal on offense. My offensive line did a good job controlling their defensive line. We had a lot of mistakes, but we did it going hard. So really impressed there. Defensively, the two things that, like I said earlier, that kind of stood out to me, we did have very good pass defense at times, and we just couldn't get to the quarterback in the pass rush. I thought we handled the run very well. I thought we handled the outside run very well. But we have to, and it's not like we don't have guys that can pass rush. We just got to see it quicker and get back there. And they were running passes, like 3-step passes that got off really quick, so that makes it a little hard too on us. But hopefully we can get a little more pressure on the quarterback this Friday.
Yes, sir. We'll talk about South Harrison here in just a moment or two. And I tell you, Coach, I know the heat was a factor. I know it was for us. I mean, we were broadcasting and sweating. I thought the kids handled it pretty well as well. They seemed to, I think.
Well, we got pretty tired because we had 58 first quarter. Yeah. Got tired of the setup. But I knew we were going to be rough because it was so hot. So I played a lot of kids. Even in the varsity lineup, I played some kids that might be more closer to JV type playing time, but I got them in the varsity lineup a few times just because I knew how tired we would be. And then we got to the second half and we got to the running clock. I went ahead and put the JV in. They gave up a touchdown a little bit too soon because they stopped the running clock and made the second half a little longer, but yeah. They got some quality time in the second half. A lot of the JV kids that people don't know is a lot of JV kids played with the varsity kids early. So what you were looking at in the second half was the second string of the JV.
Well, that's, you know, that's good that they get the time in. Those minutes are valuable and certainly helps your in-depth situation as well. Well, congratulations, Coach, on the victory. 42-27, a good way to start this 2021 campaign. We'll get back here in just a few moments. We'll talk to Coach about the next opponent as well as what we see in the district setup this year. We'll be right back. The Bar T Law Office is the place to go for your legal needs, specializing in estate planning, elder care, probate, and real estate attorney needs. For the best representation by attorney, it's your best interest to turn to the Bar T Law Office. Give them a call at 816-386-4025 or check out their website at bartlawfirm.com. At Big Buck Supply Company, they have an approach that supplies a landowner and hunter with food plot blends, feeders, mineral supplements, and blinds to enhance your hunting experience. Big Buck Supply Company's goal is to provide you with our proven products needed to manage your hunting area to create a healthier deer herd and hunting experience. Check out their products online at bigbucksupply.com or give Chris Hyatt a call at 816-914-5972 and ask for an appointment to visit Big Buck Supply Showroom in Weston, Missouri. Reese Nichols Weston Bend provides a remarkable home buying and selling experience. If you're looking for residential, urban, rural properties, or historic homes in the West Platte area, you need to contact the good people at Reese Nichols Weston Bend for the best personal service that you deserve. Do yourself a favor and give them a call at 816-640-2600 or check out their website at reesenichols.com/Weston. Or better yet, stop by their offices at 18272 Missouri State Highway 45 at Weston. The Tin Kitchen is the top barbecue destination in the West Platte area and has also established itself to be in the top 20 barbecue restaurants in Kansas City. Tin Kitchen's menu features pecan wood smoked meats straight from the pit, slow smoke for up to 16 hours. It features pulled pork, brisket, chicken, and award-winning barbecue ribs. Stop by the Tin Kitchen at 509 Main Street in Weston, Missouri for a fantastic barbecue dining experience or check out their catering menu at www.tin-kitchen.com or call them at 816-640-0100. Well, welcome back. We've got Coach Newstead here back with us and a team that we noticed last year that was awfully good, the South Harrison Bulldogs. It's quite a little trip to get up there. And I thought the Blue Jays played fairly well early last year, but South Harrison, just with their experience, came back and actually had a strong second half to finish strong this last year, a year ago. Now, South Harrison has played a conference and district foe in East Buchanan. East Buchanan, well, they're going to look strong yet again this year, from what it sounds like. They beat South Harrison 42-14. Coach, I know you've broken down some film and went over with your kids. South Harrison, what do you see in them this year?
Well, they're a good ball club. They're not quite as big as they were last year. They had quite a few big senior linemen on the line of scrimmage, but they're a very fast team on defense. The score is kind of a little lopsided on there. They played East Buck a little better than the score showed. I got down in the red zone a few times and just couldn't finish. Offensively, they're doing things a little bit different. They're in shotgun. We prepared for shotgun, but we also prepared for them being under center again like last year because we've always had some problems with their plays off tackle under center. So I don't see him trying to scrap that. even though they were in shock in the first game. So we did work both of those. They got three seniors on the offensive line, so they got three guys that have played for a while, and all three of those seniors are also on the defensive line. They got a brand-new quarterback, new receivers, and new running backs. I don't think any of them in the backfield returned from last year, but they do have some returns on the line. So they run option very well. They run power very well. Option's a type of offense you have to be disciplined at and have certain rules to follow. So we spent a lot of time getting ready mentally just as much as we did physically for this game, because there's lots of things mentally you have to do to stop option. We also talked to the kids about last year. You know, we were in the game for the first half last year, but I think there was still a little bit of doubt in their mind as we were playing. I think as the coaching staff, there wasn't as much doubt because we knew what we had last year. But being early in the season last year, I think we were still thinking, oh my gosh. And then as soon as they got a little bit on a roll, I think our minds got in the mindset, well, here we go again. And we had a little bit of doubt. So we worked this week on talking to the kids about, you know, we don't have any fear this year after the great season we finished off last year. I think if we had played South Harrison in the end of the season last year, it would have been a little bit different outcomes. So we're going to go into the game with less fear, more confidence, and ready to play some football.
Well, yeah, and of course they're making the trip this year, 2 hours down.
They make a big long drive this year, yep.
Yeah, so that might be a little bit of a difference too. And I know the Blue Jays want to have the home opener with a strong crowd that we'll see here tomorrow night, Friday night. So anyway, Bulldogs coming down here tomorrow. That's tomorrow at 7 p.m. We'll be on the air at 6:30 p.m. with that. Now, as far as a district breakdown, we just had that happen prior to the game last week. And in this Class 1 District 8, we got West Platte, Wellington Napoleon, East Buchanan, Mid Buchanan, University Academy, Plattsburgh, North Platte, and Carrollton. The way I listed it is the way that the district standings are right now, which we're not going to look at that too strong, and not on the first week of the season, certainly. But, Coach, looks like it's going to be a strong district, and the Blue Jays are going to have to be on the top of their game to get toward the top there.
Yeah, as long as you keep East Buck and Mid Buck, and that's going to be a tough district. So we knew that we probably wouldn't change districts much from last year. They shuffled a little bit of people around. We added Carrollton and University Academy and Wellington Napoleon, and we lost a couple other schools like Polo and Maysville went into the other district. But don't know much about University, but I know East Buck and I know Mid Buck are pretty good ball clubs, and we're hopefully by the end of the season we're right in there with those top three and fighting for a district championship.
East Buchanan, it apparently sounds like they're going to be pretty strong. Mid Buchanan, I know they had quite a few seniors from last year, so that'll be interesting to see how their season develops.
Yeah, they'll be all right. We played them a few times this summer already. They lost a lot of good seniors, but they still got things going on there. So
yeah, they seem to have developed a pretty decent program over there, and certainly something to be aware of, Coach. Well, good luck in district play. We've got their last game of, I guess, outside the conference play. Then after that, conference starts for the West Platte Blue Jays. Coach, anything else that you see coming up this week as far as maybe your opponents? Seems to be like West Platte seems to be pretty healthy as well going into this next game.
Yeah, we're a little bit I got one injury. I got Tanner Real Kid who's got the broken hand. Yeah. He won't be released again until Plattsburgh. And I got Cameron Williams, who's been in the Army, been in the National Guard, actually. He was in basic training all summer, so he doesn't have enough practices. He doesn't have the 14 days that Mitchell allows until Plattsburgh. So I'll get Cameron back, and I will get Tanner back next week. And I also got a little surprise next week. So we got a kicker from Italy that moved in. Wow. Got himself a nice little leg, and he'll be starting next week against Plattsburgh also. But so we got some kids coming back in Plattsburgh we're excited about, but we got to get through this tough game tomorrow, and then we'll worry about our full lineup next week. But excited about the game tomorrow. I think our kids are ready to play, and I think we're going to have a good game.
Very good. Well, Coach, best of luck to you and the West Platte Blue Jay football team, Coach, and we'll look forward to talking to you after the game, after the South Harrison game. Thanks again, Coach.
Appreciate it. Go Jays.